Okay, so June 6, 1924. Louisa must cover the ways of all creatures and enclose all that the divine will contains in her to be the starting point of the fiat voluntas tua. In other words, Louisa has to do everything that the Lord is asking and us in the divine will to do. It all has to be covered by her since she's the first, just as Blessed Mother had to do that in redemption as well. So she said, I was in the midst of my usual hard pains of his privation. I feel I'm under the lash of justice that punishes me with such great rigour, with not even a shadow of pity. Oh, punishing justice of God, how terrible you are. But you are even more terrible when you hide from the one who loves you. Your arrows would be sweeter to me if while you punish me, even tearing me to pieces, my Jesus were with me. Oh, how I cry over my lot. She has completely forgotten the lesson we've just been reading about. That's the way it is with us, isn't it? Yeah, especially in the spiritual life. We have a very short memory in the spiritual life. If everything is going fine, we think we've always sailed along like this. And if you're going through a hard time, you think you've never been out of the dark night, absolutely ever, you know. And Louise is very good at that. Even more, I would want heaven and earth, everyone, to cry with me over the lot of this poor exiled one, who not only lives far away from her fatherland, but is also left by her Jesus, who was her only comfort and support in her long exile. So I've written James 5:11 beside that. James 5:11. Now, while my poor heart was swimming in the bitterness of its pain, my adorable Jesus made himself seen in my interior, which of course is Luke 17:21. Kingdom of God is within you. He was holding as though many reins in his hands, and each rein was linked to a human heart. Now, the image that I see is being described here is Jesus riding a chariot. Think of the chariots they used in the ancient world. And he's holding many reins in his hands. Now, the person who's holding the reins is the one who is in charge of what's going on in the chariot. Each rein was linked to a human heart. So there were as many reins in his hands for as many existing creatures. And then he said to me, my daughter, the way is long. Even more, each life of the creature is a distinct way. Notice, each person's life is unique. You may have many things in common with other people, but there are certain things about you that have not turned up before and won't turn up again, and you won't give the same responses as other people. There is a particular part of the jigsaw that can only be filled in by you. I think it's a very important thing to say. If you look at a picture like the one that we have on the wall there, a tiny little stroke of the pen can make an indelible mark that completes that picture. Like if you take the little mark that shows you the creases on the tablecloth, it seems very little, but it's actually a very important bit to show you the reality of the meal that the Jesus and the apostles were at. Okay, and it can be a very small thing. So I may be a very small part of this huge painting that the Lord is actually making, but still it's essential. And painters will tell you that even tiny strokes make a huge difference. So each one has a distinct way. I love that. I keep emphasizing for people the uniqueness of their way, their call. Therefore, it is necessary to walk much and to walk many ways, because Louisa was asked to cover the ways of everyone who would walk in the divine will. Therefore, she covered your way and mine. You will be the one who will cover all these ways because, since I must enclose my will in you, you must enclose all that it contains, and it befits you within my will to cover all ways together and of every person. Therefore, in my will, you have to do and you have to suffer much. Well, she would say definitely. On hearing this, oppressed and tired as I was, I said, my Jesus, this is too much. Who can do them? I'm already tired enough. And besides, you leave me alone, and without you, I can do nothing. John 15:5. If I had you always with me, then I could do them. But alas, you leave me alone and I can do nothing. We've all proven that one, haven't we? And Jesus added, yet I am in your heart, guiding everything. 1 Corinthians 3:16. And you can also put 2 Corinthians 6:16. 2 Corinthians 6:16. I'm in your heart and I'm guiding everything. And all these ways were covered by me. I enclosed everything and I let not even one heartbeat or pain of one creature escape me. And you must know that having to enclose my will in you as the center of life, it's necessary that my supreme volition find in you all the ways and all that your Jesus did, because they are inseparable from it. It's enough not to accept one thing, it's enough not to accept one thing alone, which it contains, to prevent it from forming its center, from having its full dominion, and from having its starting point in you so as to make itself known and to dominate others. It would have it from itself, but not from you. See then how necessary it is that you embrace everyone and cover the ways of all, taking upon yourself the hardships, the pains, and the acts of all. I find it very difficult to take on board in the real sense. I understand what's being said, that Louisa took on my acts and my struggles. I find that difficult. And this, if you want the majesty of my will to descend into you, to follow its course within you. On hearing this, Louisa was surprised and she said, my love, what are you saying? You know how poor I am and in what state I find myself. And besides, how can I enclose the whole of your will? At the most, with your grace, I can do your will and I can live in it. But to enclose it is impossible. I am too little and I cannot contain an unending will. And Jesus said, my daughter, it shows that you don't want to understand. The one who wants to enclose this will in you must give you the grace and the capacity in order to contain it. Now, there's a very important statement. When the Lord asks you to do something, if he asks it, he gives you the ability to do it. And what you've got to do is keep your eyes on him and not on anybody else. And therefore, you'll be able to do it. Not because you can do it. It's because he's doing it in you. Realize that he would give you the grace and the capacity in order to contain it. In other words, he gives us everything we need. Did I perhaps not enclose my whole being in the womb of my celestial mother? Is it perhaps that I enclosed myself in part, leaving part of myself in heaven? No. And by enclosing myself in her womb, was she not the first one who took part in all the acts of her creator, in all the pains, identifying herself with me so as to omit nothing of what I did? Was she not the starting point from which I came out to give myself to other creatures? If I did this with my inseparable mother in order to descend to man and to fulfill my redemption, can I not do it with another creature, giving her the grace and the capacity to enclose my will, making her take part in all the acts it contains so as to form its life and to come out as though from a second mother? Now, you know, from volume two, he was asking Louisa to be a second mother to him, to come into the midst of creatures, to make myself known and fulfill the fiat voluntas tua on earth as in heaven. Do you not want then to be the starting point of my will? But oh, how much it cost my Queen Mother to be the starting point of my appearance on the earth. So will the starting point of my will cost you, that it may make its appearance in the midst of creatures. One who must give everything must enclose everything. One cannot give but what one possesses, that's obvious. Therefore, my daughter, do not take lightly what regards my will and what is befitting for you to do. so that it may form its life in you. It is the thing that interests me the most, and you must be attentive in order to follow my teachings. And you're going to hear that in more than one time as we go on, because Jesus says that the way God works is that when he wanted to do the work of redemption, he chose our Blessed Mother to be the person to start the whole thing off. Her fiat was absolutely essential, that she would have to enter fully into redemption. So she was redeemed fully from the moment of conception. Okay. She was given the capacity, and it was possible, therefore, for the Son of God to become incarnate in her womb. She had to participate in absolutely everything that he did. And you know from Louisa that even when they were separated, when he was doing his ministry, at times they were separated, they were fused. So there was no separation. She knew exactly what was going on, and he knew exactly what was going on. And so she was completely fused with him in his dying and rising and absolutely everything as well. And he's telling Louisa that he needs her to do that on the divine will level, so that he can open the gate of the divine will to the rest of the human race. And he says, I can't quote the volume in which he says it, but he says, if one person does it completely, I don't mind if the others do it partially. Yeah. Other people will come and they will participate at the level that they want. But one person must have completed it totally. So in the case of the divine will, that was Louisa. So I think we'll leave it there and we'll go on to the next volume the next time.